Okay, we're up to Perek Tesvav, Mishnah Aleph, Part 2. Mishnah Aleph, Part 2, we're up to the words of Yehuda Oimer, which says, Af HaMoges. We're up to a Moges. We did it already. We did a Moges called a Bavli, we did a Moges. Moges was that was, we did that already. The Moges and the Koyit HaBavli, but we don't never know what's the Koyit HaBavli. Kayotze Vohen, 447. Hamoges, and I don't know what it is called a Bavli, Kumin Karshal Eitz. Okay, so we're discussing, so we did that. That was the Moges. The Moges is the chocolate pudding cups.
That's the Karash Yesh Bashnei Bate Kibel.
And you break it apart, you break it apart in two different parts.
Yeah.
It looks like a chocolate pudding container.
Did you buy those things for your nephews?
Nope. Afa Moges. The Moges is a chocolate pudding container, and so it snaps into two. So it's machlekes if it's tabi or tar. According to Yehuda, it's tohar. Okay, next the koyit habavli. What is the koyit? I have no idea. What's the koyit habavli? To the Rav, there's no picture. There's no picture. We have the kimin karishul etz wood. The loshon chacham who b'mikta b'zuya perish. It's called b'mikta b'zuya perish ke'ora b'zuya. Okay, so he's not showing, he's not depicting what it is. We have really no idea. It's a very big mystery. Okay, go ask all the mumchim. Go ask Rabbi. Right in the Mishnah, the Mishnah says, Kliyate, and Wasabi Kabbalah Tumah. There's not a picture, no, there's no picture. There is no depiction.
I want to give this back.
Okay, cleats. Remember, Simon Kabbalah Tumah. When is the cleats in Kabbalah Tumah? Tumah. Hamita v'ho'arisa mishayishufim ba'ar hadog. Ar hadog is sandpaper. Ar hadog is rough. Has a roughness to it. So when you smooth, when you sand ar hadog, that's when it's Kabbalah Tumah.
It's hamita and arisa.
Mita is a bed. Arisa is a crib. Let's see the Rav. There is no Rav. Misha Yeshufim Barag Mita Adog. Lahasir Kisamim. When you want to move the Kisamim, when you want to remove the rough edges, the Kesem is a. No. Kisamim means. Splinter. The splinter is coming out of the bed frame. Shabham, but the koydim looking low chazul umlachtum shemisortim es abasar. It will scratch one's flesh. So you have to go and take avalim enim mechusarim el shifa shal tzichtzachum rika. Let's say it's only missing scrubbing of tzichtzachum rika. Hakaimulan, the golme kliyeh shasid l'shabet v'loshuf tameim. So what appears is that this is an earlier stage of polishing. That is, there's an earlier stage of polishing when you're going the first time you soften it, you smooth it, you use what's called the orshel dog, the hide of a fish. And then after you do that, then you do a second stage of sanding when you use something that's called a shifa and tzichtzachum erika. That's a later stage of polishing, which you use a finer type of sandpaper. So if you're lacking stage two, it's still mekabel tumah. It's already finished, because that's just polishing off. That's not significant. But if it's missing the first stage of sanding, that is significant, and the mele it is not mekabel tumah. Is that clear, sir?
No.
You have a piece of wood, a bed. The bed comes out of the factory. The bed has splinters. The process is you first take rough sandpaper to remove the splinters. The rough sandpaper is called in the Mishnah the or shell dog. The or shell dog. We use the or shell dog to remove the sharp splinters. Then we take another type of material and we sand it down a second time. And a third time, and that's called Sheifa and Merika. So if you have not yet done the first step in the sanding, it's not yet Mekabel Tumah. It's not yet called a Kli. But if you've done the first step of sanding, and you're up to the second step, even if you have not yet done the second step in sanding, it's already Mekabel Tumah. You don't understand that?
No.
You tell me that I'm asleep. What's the problem?
I don't understand.
I say, a piece of wood, right?
Yeah.
It splinters.
Yeah.
Is it a kli?
No.
Why not?
Because it's not finished yet.
So it's not a cleat. So if I sand it,
cool.
Is it now ready to go? Yes. But I have to do the second stage of sanding.
Why not the first stage?
I did the first stage right now. I told you we have a cleat and the splinters, and I do the first step.
Yes.
And now I have to do the first step. Is it mekabel tomo?
No.
What?
No. Not till the second step.
Not until the
second step. You lost your train of thought. Okay, like me.
I have a piece of wood. A piece of wood has splinters. Is it mekabel tomo?
No.
No. I then sand it and I remove the splinters. Is it mekabel tomo?
No.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Even though
yes.
You do the second
even though you do the second one. Okay, that's what it says over here in the Rav. Nochamal, the big line. Mi she yeshufein be'or hadog. When you smooth it with the or hadog, lehasir kisamin shevam, to remove the splinters. The koydim luchain, before you remove the splinters, lechazum lemalachdan, it's not fit for lemalachdan. Shuwa shem esartem esabos, because it will scratch your flesh. Okay, when you rub your hand over a piece of wood, it's going to. Hello?
I hear it. It's going to hurt your
fifth. Yeah. It's going to scratch the boss. Aval im einem mechusarim el shifa shel tzichtzuch murika. But let's say it's not mechusar el shifa shel tzichtzuch murika, which is a finer type of sanding. Right? You know, there are different types of sandpaper. There's a coarser and there's a finer. Hakai melon, the golme cleats, that's already called complete. That's called a golem. A golem is an incomplete utensil. If it's wood, she'osir l'shabetz u'l'shof, which you plan in the future, which means you have not yet done it. Tamein already tamei. Okay, very insulted. Okay, so let's finish this mission. We're running out of time. So, cleats. Me'emos ha'mechavim tumo mi'amita mevarisa mishe yeshufein be'or hadog. Gomar shloy loshuf. Which means let's over here. Look around. Gomar blibush lahashlamish behem avapishlo yeshushuf oid. You made a decision. I'm not going to sand it. I do not want to sand this piece of wood. I want to get splinters. I want to get my flesh all bloody from contact tenea. So according to yemachshava is sufficient and the mail it's complete and it's tamei the way it is. Rebbe,
it's totally am I?
Yes, if you make yes, that's what it says according to mail because it's machshava. A person's machshava is so powerful. You make it that decision. You finish. Rebbe, I'm sorry, it's according to Tanakama. Everyone agrees. So mail says hamitam mishayisareg ba shalosh spotim. Our mail disagrees. He holds it's much more machner that a bad the rav shalosh spotim kishem sargim hamita bechavolim. Bein kol chevel lechevel, the kari bias between each rope and rope is called the bias. Even like a meir holds the no. Even when you're ready, rope it. Look at the bed. Picture the bed 4, 4, 4, 8. You see that? You have over here the bed. Misha yisodek shvashalosh but three bottom. It shows the bias. 1, 2, 3. When you go and you make three ropes that takes three bottom. That already is sufficient already to be called. It's not mekabel tumah. The bed is mekabel tumah. Let's see over here on the bottom.
What does it have to do with sanding?
Nothing to do with sanding. He holds it more mekabel. Even if you do not sand, he disagrees. He holds it. You do not need to sand. If you don't sand, already it's ready to mekabel tumah from that point
before,
on. What?
But before is this a time before?
Yes, it appears that
is this the time before sanding.
I think so. I don't know for sure. Let's see what it says over here in the picture on the bottom. Let's maybe he'll clarify what it says on the bottom. Okay, he says mita leacha. No, I'm sorry. Leachas. You see, right away, answer your question. Leachas shav. I saw mitzray gosu bechavalim. He's more machmi. Okay, so he's more machmi. It's more machmi until you actually do the stringing. He's more machmi. See, answer your question. Not for this picture. I don't know. You have to go learn all the mafarshim. So he already did all the work for us. Mita leachas shav.
The problem is when he doesn't have the pictures, so we get lost.
Mita leachas shav. It's amazing. It's really amazing because I was trying the chazar on Shabbos once, and took out a mishnayis and kalim, an old kalim, not the new print, not the what's it called, even the old print. And I was going through the mishnayis that we learned, and I was reading the mishnayis and looking at the old print in the Rav. And I was saying, what in the world is going on? I vaguely remember the pictures, like what in the world is going on? And I'm thinking, if I don't even know what's going on after spending all this time learning with pictures, with the chazar, looking at the pictures, could you imagine how do people learn this before?
No.
So they were geniuses.
They're
geniuses. But Shu doesn't touch this. He doesn't use this.
He knows this picture without it.
How does he know this picture without it? He knows it.
No.
It's not easy being a genius. You're all alone. Levad, someone told you that. Yeah. All alone. You're in a world by yourself. You have no one to communicate with.
People are such low levels.
Compared to geniuses.
We're mere idiots today.
Right. I mean, not you. I can't say that about you. You're a lion.
Correct. Okay.
Light up. So here it says over here in the picture on the bottom, it says first meet first you go and you rub it, you sand, then you go and you take some ropes. You take the ropes.
See, Rabbi Feinstein was able to be
a Moshe knew Mishnayis Mamish
out of his whatever, and he was able to talk to people on their own levels.
That's right.
It's not a universal thing you're saying.
Okay. Mito liacha shav esam esorg elos to bechavolam mishal shogam aloshav esam mito kvar him kim bechibul stuma. Wait, so it says over here after you decide shogamar, you decided loshav esam mito kvar him bechibul stuma. That filu kaidim she esorg elos to bechavolam lefi before you go and you make the ropes lefi shehi ruil lesh losam alecha daf, because once already you. Even before you put the strings, according to this picture, normally, according to the norm Tanakama, even before you put the strings upon, it's already right. The lost malayim. I don't know what's mizram. What's mizram? The fish he ruhi lost malach daf. All of it upon the daf. Mizran, mizoron, ulashachev alamita to spread out, to lie down on the bed. Olik shabu chavod recharai. The lost malayim mizran. What's maybe mizram means a mattress. A mattress.
I think.
Mattress. Vilashtan mishpo kach. Okay, Mishnah Seinu, so he's describing over here that in general, if you have just a frame, okay, just a frame, before you do anything, there's zero, according to the Tanakhama, once you decide that you're going to sand it, and you have not yet sanded it, it's not Mekabel Toma. Mishnah Shagama Loshav Samita Kvarhi to Mekabel Toma. To Loshav, Loshav means the second state. It doesn't make a difference. You have to first Loshav. Loshav is the Mishi Yishafim Be'or Hadog. But that means the Or Hadog, but you have not yet done the second part. The second part is Lishabet V'Loshav. That's the second stage. Once you already make the bay like this, you take 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, and you put in the frame, already it's now Roy to be Mekabel Tumah. And Mamish had this incident, Mamish, unbelievable, in Yom Yom, on Friday, in my bed. I have a bed like this, that has a frame, and I already broke twice, and I already spent a lot of time fixing it, attaching the frame to the base, on both sides, with screws, all different types of screws, and then you have to go across these wooden planks, like 5 of them, 6 of them across, to support the mattress, and underneath I have the high riser. And a couple of weeks ago, the whole thing, this side broke. But my nephew was coming. I pulled out the bed. And as I pulled out the bed, the whole thing went kaput. All that was left was this 1, 2, 3, 4, and nothing. Everything's broken. I'm not going to fix it anymore.
Throw it out.
So, yeah, throw it out. What am I going to sleep on?
A new bed.
A new bed? Do I deserve a new bed? No. Come on, a guy like me to a new bed.
No.
So this is a big problem. All right.
Okay, we'll work it out though.
Mishnah Seinu.
You sleep on the bed that you pulled out.
Okay, we're running out of time. Mishnah Seinu, Bemita, Shagama, Badaita, Shalay, Mishnah's going to care a bed that you decided. Shalay, Lashayfa. I'm not going to polish. Rabbi Meir, Enemy Kabutoma, Lefish, Shahi, Oslimola, Lehimolech, Vilashayfa. You're going to change your mind. So, Pella. According to Rabbi Meir says, Hamita Mishi Stolik Ba. No, so it's not so we said before. It's very confusing, this thing over here. Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Meir, it's not Mekabel Tumah because you're going to change your mind. Limolech means I change my mind. I'm going to make a decision to do different. lefiyishu or sidli molech v'lo shufan and to polish it. Ella imkain unless sireg ba shloisha bottom. If you go and you are sireg. Sireg means you sew. So what sireg means? You braid. You braid three bottom. Shuba even zekvar lo yishufeno ella yigma l'sargu. You're not going to change your mind anymore. V'kevin shakein him mechabel l'stuma kvar me'achshav kicholmito shemechabel l'stuma v'afilu yigma l'sargu. You do not try to do it. Well, Tanakama b'shosh shagama b'dayit shoylo shufa kvar him mechabel l'stuma v'afilu koydem sheyis shogena. Mishnah acharina v'ayin be I don't know what that stands for. Perush Machem L'Mishnah Zo. Okay, so obviously the fact that he's telling us to look in here, looking over there, that there are many interpretations of this Mishnah is a more complex Mishnah, which is subject to much interpretation and disagreement and elucidation. But we're just going to focus on one perush, and that is that according to Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir holds that if you make the frame 1, 2, 3, 4 in the four different bars, it's not makabel tum because you're supposed. It's very rough. There's going to be splinters, and it is normal for a person to smooth it, and therefore if you don't, therefore it's not yet mekabel tumah because it's not yet complete. But if you go through the effort of taking the ropes and already making three bottom, that already shows I'm done, because you have to smooth it before you put the ropes. Once you put the ropes, it's too late, they're in the way, you can't sand it anymore. If you go and you do the ropes, that already shows I'm no longer going to sand it anymore. I'm already, it's already finished, and mainly it's mekabel tumah mikan laba. Okay, that's basically it. So let's chaz the Mishnah. Let's chaz the Mishnah. We did over here all the Ravs, yep. Let's chaz the whole Mishnah. Very hard Mishnah. Okay, Nachum Ol Mishnah. You ready? Aleph Kol Kliyetz. Kol Kliyetz.
Yeah.
Kol kliyeh shnechlak l'shnayim. Any wooden utensil which splits into two parts, tohar. Okay, for example, shtender. Shtender made from wood, let's say it breaks.
But you go shtender, would you say the table there?
No, because we're not the table yet. Yeah, talking about over here, there's an exception. You have a shtender, you're leaning on a shtender. That shtender is made from wood. You notice it's made from metal and wood, let's say it breaks two parts, well, how old the halach is tar. Chutz mishulchon hakafol. V'tamchui hamiznoin. The shulchon that's kafol, like the pillow over here, which has two different parts, it folds over. See, there's a hinge.
Yeah.
And you open up the hinge and you slide it over to have a long table. Let's say that breaks, it splits, the two pieces would come apart, it's still tameh. Why is it tameh? But it split, and the rule is that if the table wood splits, it's tar, because here even when it splits, it's still roy for tashmish, because you can use the table with one board, you don't need to have two boards. Ping pong table, right, it looks like a ping pong table, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
So you don't need to have a ping pong table, you can use a dining room table, just have one board will be good enough. You don't have to have four. So therefore, that's the exception. What else called the tamchoi ha miznoin? What does miznoin mean? It means minim, different kinds, different species, different types. So if you have a tray which is meant for different types, so here you put some meat. Here you put fish. Here you put some milk. Here you put some halal meat. Here you put some chalostan. Here you put bet yosef glat. You put different types of things in different compartments. Let's say it splits. It's going to be tome. Why? It's still functional. It's still functional. The other four parts are still functional. Okay?
Yep.
Got it?
You got it.
So that's the exception. Next, vilcho efiforin. You know what that word is? You know, remember that word? If you forget about this word, you're in trouble. Right. Never forget. It's a chair. It's a chair. It's a kise. It's the same thing that you have for a table.
Right.
You have for a chair. It's a mini tree. See this?
Right.
Same exact thing, smaller. It's a chair. You open up the fold and you sit down on the gantazah. It's like a bench. It's like a bench.
Right.
And then if you fold it over, you only have one piece. It looks like this. That's called the ho-e-fi-forin shel bal habayis. If it splits into two, it is tomei. It still remains something. This is the exception to the rule. Rav Yehuda Omer, af hamoges. A moges, if it splits into two, is also tomei. Here you have this moges, a moges, and the koyit habavli. Koyit habavli is a ka'ora bezuya. a utensil that's bezuya, if it breaks into two, it's also, it's still mekabel tumah. It is still mekabel tumah if it breaks into two, because it's meant to break into two. If it breaks into two, it's no big deal. You can still, it is still functional.
Right.
That is my favorite word for today. Functional. Are you okay with that?
Next,
clay eats. Me'emosai mekablem tuma. One is a clay, it's mekablem tuma. One from the start when you manufacture it. Hamita veho arisa mi she yishufein be'or hadag. You have to sand it. You have to sand in order to be mekablem tuma. Before it's mekablem tuma, it's not. The Rav asked the kasha. We find that the gol mekli eats that's mekablem tuma even before the shasid. Shasid, that's a later stage. The Rav answers, that's a later stage. She looked very spaced out. Okay, that's a later stage. Okay, Baraga, but in the earlier stage, it's not Yem Kavim. But let's say you make a conscious decision that I'm not gonna do it. Tumeya, it's Tumeya. Rabbi Meir says, I disagree with you. Because according to the parish of the picture, he says, even if you decide in your mind that I'm not going to send it, you're going to change your mind. Chazal or Yoyred L'Soif Daitoy Shel Adam. You can make any decision you want. We know that you're going to change your mind. You are going to reverse your decision. So even if you decide that you're not going to send it, it's still going to tar until you send it. Unless you are true to your word when you actually begin to rope it. You begin to take the rope and make the bottom. Yeah? Alright? You got it? You say the Mishnah.
You say the Mishnah.
You got it?
Yeah.
You got it? Clear as a bell?
Uh-huh.
Even as a Rabbi Mansur, would it be clear if he said the Mishnah? It would be clear if he said the Mishnah. Maybe we should get him. We should get him over here.
Did you listen to any of this thing?
Rabbi Mansur?
Did you go to learntorah.com?
Torah.
Learntorah.org.
I went to it a long time ago. I went to check out his website. I like the Mishnah Berurah. He's Mishnah Berurah. He's the Daf. He's a genius.
Yes.
Tremendous
yes.
Masmid.
Yeah.
If you're a Masmid, you'll become a big Talmud Chacham.
He's also very bright.
He has deep insights.
He's very good.
So maybe you should become a Sephardi.
Way above the
Hamanam?
Yeah. He's very good. He takes very deep concepts and makes it very simple.
And I take very simple concepts,
very
complicated. That's the difference between an amateur and a professional. A professional takes complex matters and makes them simple. Amateur takes simple matters and makes them look complex.
But you also make them simple, you make them complex, simple. Thanks to the pictures.
It's not thanks to me. It's thanks to the pictures. Nishna Beis Hasalim Shalates. The salim shalates. What is the salim? A basket that's made from wood. Mi she yachsoim the kanev. Let's see the Rav. The Rav says a salim shalates. Name of salim gemamla. What is the gemamla? Mi she yachsoim kish adam oisa kupa oisal the goimer esfosoi and you goimer the edge. The goimer yachsoim. The yachsoim is the edge. Remember we had the blade. We had the shovel. We had that same thing by the shovel. The bottom of the shovel is called the yachsoim. The yachsoim
like
is the... Remember,
like
a shovel...
Yeah, blade like at the end.
At the end, you have a plastic shovel. You put on a metal blade on the bottom. That's called the yachsoim. So yachsoim here means when you make the end. V'inakev. What's v'inakev? The yachsoim. And the Rav says, la'acha shagomer ha'sofa v'nishtaru kisamim kisamim. And there are some splinters. Roshe karomios. The tips of the reeds. So haboltim poiskim, you cut them. The koitim zov zohi kiniva. Kiniva, the kane means you cut off the loose edges. Look at the picture. The picture of it says over here. Hasalim shall eats mishiachsem vinakev. Mishiachsem oisa sofa le kli zohi chasimas. Do you notice the top of the kli has its thick rim? What are you looking like that for?
I'm looking at it. I like this basket.
Look at this top, the rim, the very top of the rim.
It's a cute basket.
The top of the rim has a rim, has a border. That border is called the yachsoim.
Okay.
A person has a yachsoim, he has a lips. That's the yachsoim.
That's his border?
That's the border. Everything comes out of there.
Okay.
Everything comes out of there. The yachsaim. That's the yachsaim. That's the rim of the utensil. Then there's something called vikanev. What's vikanev? Notice these little furry things coming out? They have to be snipped. They have to be snipped. It's like a person that's here coming out of his. They have to be cut. It has to be trimmed.
He doesn't have assistance here. Why does he use a knife to do it?
Violence. He has a tendency for violence. Vikanev. If you go and you cut off these kismi splinters, which protrude from the anaf, from the branches, from the inside and the outside. Okay, I think a lot of activity is going on here. What time is it now? Oh, we got to stop now. All right, so we learned for 25 minutes.